23 left in the fourth. 42-16, Cass City leads. 26-point lead for Cass City as the second string is starting to come in for Bad Axe. And it's a handoff right through the middle to Perzanowski. Still fighting out there across to the 26. It's going to be a gain of 2 yards, second and eight.
Joe Amon in on the tackle for Bad Axe. Starting to see some substitutions, mostly on the Bad Axe side.
Second and eight for Cass City from their own 26-yard line. Less than three to play in Bad Axe, Michigan. Working right in between the hash marks, left to right across the radio in the T formation. Hartle under center, three men in the backfield. Hand off to his third man, Drew Field, hit a defensive line right at the line of scrimmage. He pushes forward for a yard, maybe two, out to the 30-yard line. Now brings up third and five.
Number 68, Nick Crotchin, in on the tackle for Bad Axe.
Tackled by number 68, Nick Crotchin.
Third and five for Cass City, both teams. Checking in, people. Number 81 now checks out. You don't have a number. Actually, that's Joe Amon checking out now. Respectable game for him. Plenty of tackles. It's a handoff to the third man, number six. There's actually a fumble. Drew Cuthrell coughed it up, and Bad Axe jumps on it at the 20-yard line of Cass City, and it is a turnover for Cass City with a minute 56 left in the fourth. Bad Axe is not done yet.
Tyler Labor strips the ball, and heads up play by the senior, Austin Geiger, to pounce on it.
Like we said earlier, most Bad Axe teams in the past would have given up by this point, but a lot of mental toughness being shown by the Hatchets here and by Coach Mark Minetti and all the way down.
Yeah, a lot of heart and soul put into this last couple minutes here for Bad Axe. They're going to try and put a score up before this game is over.
First and 10 inside the red zone of Cass City are the Hatchets. Ball's right at the 20-yard line, and there's a timeout called by Bad Axe with 1:56 left in the fourth quarter. You're tuned to WLEW.
Your number one Thumb area sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
I'm Sean McVay from the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
Six left in the fourth quarter. Bad Axe trying to take advantage of a turnover by Cass City on the fumble. They're on their own 20-yard line. Turned out to be a nice evening, only about 3 minutes worth of rain. After what could have been an absolute downpour. Morneau on the keeper, dives through the middle across the 20, down to the 19. It's a gain of two with 1:48 left in the fourth.
For Cass City, Andy Collins makes the tackle.
Second and nine. 90 seconds left. Suddenly the crowd goes silent. Two receivers wide each way, working off the left hash is Morneau at the Cass City 19-yard line. Cass City leading big. It's a screen pass to Labor. Gets down to the 16-yard line. They say actually stepped out of bounds on the near sideline at the 17. It's going to be a reception for 2 yards. Stops the clock with a minute 15 left in the fourth. Cass City 42, Bad Axe 16.
Sawyer Cuthrell forced Labor out of bounds.
Third and seven now for the Hatchets inside the red zone of Cass City. Screen pass to the right, caught by number 80. Austin Geiger, number 80, down close to the first down marker, at right at the 10-yard line where the first down marker is. And they say they're going to give him the first down. Maybe.
They did.
First and goal situation for the Hatchets.
Jack Stern with the tackle.
70 seconds to play. Clock continuing to come down. Two wide each way. Passing to his left to Labor. Down to the 10, down to the 8.
Stiff
he breaks
arm.
And touchdown, Bad-Ax. Tyler Labor on the quick screen pass to the left. Finds himself in the end zone after breaking free of one tackle. 9 yard after a stiff arm, a 9 yard reception. And in for the touchdown, Bad-Ax now with 22 points in Kansas City, 42. 57 seconds left.
And that's where that screen pass works very well. A quick pass out to Labor. He's got one man to beat, the smaller defensive back. And that time was Sawyer Cutherell, the sophomore. And Tyler Labor got his hand on the helmet, pushed him to the ground, and nothing but pay dirt in front of him.
Two wide each way going for two are the Hatchets. And it's actually a keeper, two more, no. And Kansas City swarms in the backfield. Two-point conversion is no good. And we'll be back with the last 57 seconds of the game. It's Kansas City 42, Bad-Ax 22.
In this moment, who has your back? An insurance company delivering excellence during your claims process? Auto Owners Insurance has been recognized as highest in customer satisfaction with the auto insurance claims experience 5 years in a row by J.D. Power & Associates. For award information, go to jdpower.com. Let an auto owner's independent insurance agency have your back, so when the unthinkable happens, you get the claim service you deserve.
Call Thumb Insurance Group agents Jim Saransky, Pat Stecker, or Kathy Staser at 1-800-233-9533 or visit the office nearest you in Cass City or Essexville.
Tailgate checklist. Cooler? Check. Chips? Check. Hot dogs? Check. Your Kansas City Redhawks hoodie? Check. Insurance? Check. This season, protect your team with insurance from Auto Owners Insurance and Thumb Insurance Agency. Keep everything you value safe, sound, secure. Call Thumb Insurance Agency agents Jim Saransky, Pat Stecker, or Kathy Staser at 1-800-233-9533 or visit the office nearest you in Kansas City or Essexville.
Bad-Ax isn't done yet. They just tacked on 6 points to make it 22-42. Kansas City leading by 20 now with 57 seconds left in the fourth.
Wow, this is a play that you don't get to practice too much, but we're going to get to see an onside kick here, I'm sure, for Bad-Ax.
Number 18, Tommy Morneau, doing the kicking duties for Bad-Ax at their own 40-yard line on the right side of your radio. Kansas City bringing their hands team out, which has strong resemblance to their normal special teams, and they boot it long. Down into the 18-yard line, brought in by Perzanowski, coming to midfield and into the inside the hash marks, I should say, into the 40.
That's the guy I think.
And now
to.
He's coming to midfield at the 45 to the 50 and brought out of bounds by Kennedy and right at the 50-yard line. So a 32-yard return for Perzanowski to tack on to his five touchdowns of the night. So 45 seconds left now in the game, 42 to 22. Cassidy with the ball. Are we going to see some kneels, or are we going to see them just kind of hand it off?
You may actually see them run it once before they kneel at Clark. At the end of the day, though, they are going to let the clock run out here.
Good resilience by Bad-Ax, though, utilizing a turnover late in the game, not giving up and giving it all their heart out here. Unfortunately, we'll be going to 0-4 when all said and done after tonight.
Looks like the victory formation for Cass City.
As they are... Officials are now putting down the ball. And the clock is now after the first kneel. The clock continues to come down. Probably one more play will do it here, and we will have a final score. Kansas City, a lot of offense, 296 yards rushing so far and 46 passing. Bad-Ax defense has had 40 tackles, 5 tackles for a loss. 10 seconds left now. And looks like they're just going to let this one run out. And that is your final score in week number 4 of high school football in the state of Michigan. As a final of Kansas City 42, Bad-Ax 22 on the WLEW Sports Network. We'll have your postgame show coming up in just a few minutes. Keep it right here.
More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring invites you to stop in and check out the 2014 Chevrolet Silverado 1500 four-wheel drive LT Crew Cab. It boasts a maximum payload of more